Well, it is a very good morning to you, beloved Eagle FM listeners. Welcome to another episode of Social Time with me, Hileni Inane. I will be your host from now, which is 9 o'clock up until the hour of 11 o'clock. So get yourself ready to partake in the conversation for today. Get yourself, you know, settled in. I know yesterday was a month end Friday, but I actually hope that you, my listeners, you, my everyday listeners, you, my committed listeners, are up and about and ready to dive into this conversation with me so that we can just, you know, have a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. So welcome to Eagle FM. And if you're new, if this is your first time listening to me, I hope you will be able to listen to me from here onwards. You know, make it like a trend to come on here every Saturday and listen to what I have to say, listen, and also just to participate in the conversation at hand. So we come here on Saturdays, or I rather come here on Saturdays, and I come have discussions with you guys on pressing topics, you know, topics that are affecting our everyday lives, topics that are sometimes uncomfortable to have, topics that sometimes you at home is just not aware of, because sometimes information just passes you by. And it's my responsibility to come on here and have discussions about this particular topics, topics that affect you and I, topics that affect the future of the Namibia that we are building, be it on an emotional level, on a cultural level, educational level, financial level. We come here and we look at things that define you. We look at conversations that define you. We look at conversations that define society. We look at conversations that define our government and policy making, you know, parastatals. We just come here and have conversations so that we educate you and so that you educate us. So it's a vice versa situation whereby we come here and we talk about. Some of these conversations are very, very uncomfortable for you to even have at home. But here we bring the platform to you and you can come and express yourself freely without fear of being judged at all. So at Eagle FM we have our E-Villager paper, which is our online platform that is released every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday. It's an online paper, and for you to subscribe to it, send us your name to 081-200-4144, 081-200-4144. Send us a WhatsApp with your name, and we'll be able to add you to our billing list. So what the e-paper does for you is it delivers news on your phone. It delivers news to you wherever you may be. You don't have to buy it. It's not for purchase, fortunately for you. We bring it to you on a silver platter. It's free of charge. So if you ever received calls, no, you need to pay us a subscription fee for the e-villager paper. Just know it's not us. We don't do that type of thing. We just bring you news and we educate you because we want to be the difference in society. So do subscribe to the E-Villager paper and you will be able to receive your newspaper every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. So that you can also just keep yourself up to date with what is happening in and around Namibia. What are the bread and butter issues? What are the economic news? What are the economic trendsetters? Who are the people setting economic trends, and how can some of those trends benefit you? Because we, at the end of the day, everyone is fighting poverty, everyone is fighting unemployment, everyone is fighting something. So when you read some of those stories, you can educate yourself. You can educate yourself so much so, and you are able to also just question policies and become a better person so that next time they tell you jump to the left, you actually stand your feet and ask, why are we jumping to the left, guys? What is on the left that we need to acquire that we have to go there? But That is it from our Eagle FM product, which is the e-villager paper, which you can just subscribe to, like I said, and also follow our WhatsApp channel where everything is shared, following programs, you know, everything that you may need to know. We have the English is not Englishing today. The Kwanyama just wants to be dominant. But yeah, so you get to know what our paper is going to be about the following day. You get to know what shows are going to be aired the following day. You get to know who the guests are that are going to be on air the following day. And perhaps if you have questions for them, you then have an opportunity and a chance to actually prepare yourself better so that you can participate, so that you can come ask your questions, so that you can listen in or ask your kids to listen in so they can educate themselves. So social times is never social times unless we have listened to Billie Eilish with her Ocean Eyes. And after that, we will be back to dive right into our conversation of the day.
I've been watching you for some time. Can't stop staring at those ocean eyes. Burning city.
Maybe I waited too long. Maybe I played my cards wrong. Oh, just a little bit wrong. Oh, baby, I apologize for it. I could fall or I could fly here in your aeroplane. And I could live, I could die hanging on the words you say. And I've been known to give my all and jumping in harder than 10,000 rocks on the lake. So don't call me baby unless you mean it. And don't tell me you need me if you don't believe it. So let me know the truth before I dive right into you. You're a mystery. I have traveled the world and there's no other girl like you, no one. What's your history?
What's your history?
Do you have a tendency to lead some people on? 'Cause I heard you do. I could fall or I could fly here in your aeroplane. And I could live, I could die hanging on the words you say. And I've been known to give my all and lie awake every day. Don't know how much I can take. So don't call me baby unless you mean it. And don't tell me you need me if you don't believe it. So let me know.
Social time, and today we are having a conversation that, you know, growing up I never really understood. So I think all of you guys are aware of the term, or are aware of, you just wake up one day and they tell you, ah yeah, the person was just fine and then they went to sleep and never woke up. They died in their sleep. Such terms. Or, no, people were just chilling and then the person just fell and died. And, to a lot of young people, people are ignorant about what that is. People are ignorant about, you know, the type of conditions that, triggers such type of situation. So many of times, you just hear, I know the person is fine. And next thing you know, the person is not there anymore. So today we dive into this health issue that many of us, actually tend to overlook. And surprisingly, it's something that continues to claim the lives of young people as well as the lives of older people. But then the main reason we are having this conversation is because more than ever before, it is claiming the lives of younger people at an alarming rate. Because growing up and back in the day, it was known to be an elderly person condition. It's only elderly people who were really, really suspected to have those type of conditions and so forth. So most of the time, it was never really a thing of, it's also something young people can suffer from. So hypertension, as it's medically known, is one of those things that is currently claiming a lot of young people's lives. So hypertension is also known as high blood pressure. Yes, at 22, you could have high blood pressure. And too often we hear sudden stories like she's just collapsed or he only had a headache and that was it. And in many cases, we fail to realize that it's actually hypertension. It's actually high blood pressure. And then you sit there and wonder and ask yourself, what is going on? What is going on? Why is it that people are just dying so suddenly, so unexpectedly, so out of the blue, and it shocks a lot of people? So hypertension, or rather high blood pressure, doesn't always show obvious signs, but its impact can be very deadly. And today we just like to unpack what hypertension really is, why it's affecting more young people more than ever before, and what are some of the things that you young people at home can actually do to make sure that you protect yourself against hypertension, you protect yourself against high blood pressure, you protect against conditions that don't really show, especially if you are not eager enough to find out about your well-being, especially if you do not go the extra mile to try and see what is wrong with yourself. You are one of the people we are talking to today, so that you can just take extra measures. Better care of yourself and your well-being. So if you are now wondering what hypertension is, I can define it for you, not as a medical professional though, but yes, hypertension is high blood pressure, which is when the force of blood against your artery walls is consistently too high. So when your blood flows, it's supposed to flow at a certain pressure, right? But if the pressure is now way more than it's supposed to do to be, and then it causes damage to your arteries. And an example can be things of, you know, when you try, or when the pressure of the river is flowing, a flowing river, and usually the river just flows until somewhere there where you guys in your village, you are still safe. And then one season, the pressure becomes so heavy and so strong that it overflows into your houses, and then it causes damage. It's the same thing with the blood. Once it flows at a higher pressure, the arteries cannot contain it anymore, because it's like you are hitting against something, and that something cannot withstand the pressure that you are using to hit it. So eventually it breaks. You know, there is normal knocking on glass, doors and or windows and so forth. So there's the normal knocking where you are just knocking so that someone can hear that that's iman beta kan. And then there is the banking of you are banking and you are applying more pressure than you're supposed to, which can cause the window to break, which can cause the door to also break. And that is, in a nutshell, or in layman's term, what blood pressure is. So hypertension is nicknamed the silent killer, because many a times people don't know what is going on with themselves. People don't know why, or you don't rather understand why one minute you are talking to someone and the next minute they say they have a headache, and after that you are seeing a poster circulating that the person is no mom. And in recent years, we have seen this happening so much at the Namibian stage. And I remember so many cases, and there are so many examples that I would love to mention, but it's people's family members. So maybe we can just skip the specific examples, but I am very sure you have all come across someone dying from a headache, someone just going to bed and never waking up, someone taking a shower and falling down and Opua does that. There is no more life after that. So those are just some of the things that hypertension does to people or to communities. It comes silently, unexpectedly. It catches you off guard. You are not even prepared for it because, and I think that is why most of this death, they hit. They sting. They sting. They hit. Because it's not something that you were expecting. It's not something that you saw coming. It's just something you are fine and then you are not. It's not like, you know, when you spend 2 months in a hospital, Waimo ICU, you gain conscious again, and then you regain your consciousness, and then again you are back in, you know, in a coma and all that. It's none of that whereby you can start to say, ah, maybe the person will make it, maybe the person will not make it. It's very silent, like its nickname. It's silently, it moves, in silence, it moves very fast, and it happens like in a split of a second, and then the person is no more. Excuse me. So hypertension is growing among the youth and at an alarming, dangerous rate. And I don't know, because back then, our tates and our memes and our uncles and our cuckoos, they were not experiencing high blood pressure until like they are older, until a later stage in their lives where, you know, where they have really, really lived and things are starting, and you're also starting to understand that, ah, the person is muhman. So when they were reaching that stage, that's now where you would understand that such things came along because the person is also old, the person has lived and so forth. So traditionally, high blood pressure is seen as a condition for older people, but now it's increasing among young adults due to lifestyle changes. So the reason high blood pressure is so common, extremely common in this current generation is due to a lifestyle changes. The way you live your life, colleagues. It may seem that it's normal. It may seem that you are living your life in a good way. It's harmless and so forth. And the things you do sometimes, they seem very harmless. You look at yourself and you're like, no, I eat well. I do what? I drink my alcohol when I can. I smoke a cigarette or two here and then. I smoke my blunt here and there, and then it's your vapes and your whatnot. And you feel like the lifestyle you are living is actually okay. It's harmless because in that moment, you don't feel it. In that moment, the signs don't just come and say, I know here we are a result of you smoking too much. We are a result of you eating too much fatty foods. We are a result of you not, taking care of your health. You know, they don't do that. So some of this lifestyle causes is things you do in your everyday lives, is things you overlook in your everyday life. For instance, poor diet, too much salt or too much sugar, junk food and alcohol. Yes, I know. I said alcohol. So you eat a lot of salty food, or you eat a lot of sugary food, or you are just someone that wants to eat junk food. Come 1st to 30th of every month, you are just eating junk food. You indulge yourself in meals that are not healthy. You don't eat veggies because Jay's Mosnoni Afarkni. And I used that reference because one day, colleagues, one day I cooked veggies Just veggies, ne? And obviously, osherewa. Please tell me why my brothers did not eat, because they are not going to eat ikujainguru, because it's just veggies, it's just greens. And it's things such as that. It's the way we reason. It's the way we take care of ourselves. And then you are like, ah, guys, this is a healthy meal, eh? And they're like, nope. I'd rather go buy chips, fries, or something, you know, met a brighter place of its man, but definitely not eating that green salad, or definitely not doing, the clean diet, eating hot of veggies and fruits. A lot of people don't do that. And even as kids, already the programming is starting from there, because even as a child, you are being forced to consume fruits. And I think as the young adults, as the people that are going to raise the next generation, you need to come to a point whereby you are teaching your children from a young age why certain things are important. You know, you need to make it normal for your kids to like have fruits in their diet. Make it normal for your kids to eat a lot of vegetables. Implant it in them while they are really, really young, to say this is proper meals. This is a proper meal plan. Because if every day you are coming from work, mommy just has pizza, mommy has a bucket of something chickenish, mommy has chirps, mommy has what? Mommy just has a lot of junk food. The kids will also just grow up with that as a normal thing. Later, your kids are starting to work. They don't know how to make proper or healthy meals. Now they are also just buying junk food. They don't know how to say, to differentiate that junk food is actually not right. Now they are just in the business of consuming what has been normalized to them. And it becomes very problematic, because it causes you health issues such as hypertension in the future. And another factor that contributes to this is the stress and the mental health struggles that young people are going through. And I believe this is the one conversation that will never get old. This is the one conversation that I will push any time of the day, anywhere, at all. This is a conversation I would be willing to push every day, anyway, anyhow. And that is the conversation of stress and mental health struggles. This is a conversation that people don't really talk about, but it's also a conversation that is pressing, because as a nation, you're already aware that the employment rate in the country among the youth is very low. A lot of young people are not employed, and a lot of young people do not have the employment they studied for. That makes total sense, because sometimes, you know, you go to school. Since we were once upon a time, we were convinced education will open doors, you know, and we took it literal, guys. We took it literal. We went and we studied really hard to get somewhere. And then you study and you graduate, and now you are sitting with your qualification 5 years later, and you are still not employed, or 5 years later, and you are mopping floors in a club. I'm not saying it's a wrong thing to mop floors in a club. I'm just saying the frustration that it brings to you, because it also comes with entitlement to say, I studied so hard for so long so that I could become an accountant. But now here I am mopping floors alongside someone that left alongside a grade 10 dropout. Again, I'm not looking down on anyone. I'm just stating the facts. Some of those conversations need to be had straightforward. So now here you are with your honors degree, mopping floors next to a grade 10 dropout, because both of you are just trying to take money home. And it goes on and it goes on, and you're frustrated. You're frustrated because you are trying so hard to get a job in the profession that you have studied for. You are trying so hard to make it out of the hood. You are trying so hard to be able to take care of yourself. And with a lot of us, with a lot of young people, with a lot of you guys, you take pride in being able to take care of your, families. You know, you take pride in being able to take care of your family. So now you are unable to take care of your mother. You are unable to take care of your father because you are not, and they understand really, but you beat yourself up to the T because you are not in a position where you can take care of your parents. You are not in a position where you can give back to the community that raised you. You are not in a position that you can say thank you guys, because now you are scrubbing floors and you are barely making ends meet. It's mostly just you have cosmetics, you have your day-to-day necessities, and it's also just so that you are not at home fading away into the background, into the, you know, when you're at home, it's even worse because now you're just at home and every day you are thinking, and people also start to put pressure on you because people ask questions such as, are you even seriously looking for a job? And all these are things that contribute to a person's mental health. All these are things that contribute to stress among the young people. And so you find that a young person is among other young people and you are zoned out. You are zoned out because your body is physically there, but your mind is racing all over the place. You are looking at how life is passing you by and you feel like it's late. You feel like you are not accomplishing what other people accomplished. You feel like your time will never come. You feel like that's it for you because now you also kind of need to know a guy that knows another guy for you to get into some of the rooms that you need to be in. And it stresses you out so much so that you're just fading away. Your health is fading away. Sometimes you turn to bad habits such as alcohol. Sometimes you turn to bad habits such as stress eating. And at the end of the day, people look at you and they see a fine girl. They see a fine boy. And they don't see that you are stressed. They don't see that your blood pressure is high. And those are also not things you just go out announcing. So it's like battles within yourself. And that is why when it takes you silently, because There is no proof that it's happening. There is no actual proof that this is happening to this particular person. You are just there in the air, hanging, suffering alone. It's stress because of all those things. And as a nation, what are you doing better? My question with you is, what are you doing better to make sure that the young people are not overwhelmed, the young people are not stressed, the young people are not just running towards a dead end? Because that's honestly how it feels, and that's how it felt. Sometimes we have those conversations also because it's things we went through, you know, just that agony of you are at home the whole time. You feel like you are not useful to anyone. You cannot partake in certain conversations because you don't contribute to household. You don't contribute to certain things at home. So you feel left out, and you have studied so hard, but that studying takes you straight into an isolated corner. That studying took you straight to, now you have nothing else to do. Fine, you have studied. Now what? Now employment comes. Now stress comes. And you are stuck in a way. Another thing that the young people are doing, this one I will say are doing wrong, is that young people are not, taking care of their bodies physically or with physical activities. And now there's a heartbreak trend of going to run, right? But that's a heartbreak trend. It's like a remedy for broken hearts. At least at least somewhere, somehow, someone is winning, right? So one of the other examples that can cause hypertension or high blood pressure is when you don't do anything to stimulate your body. You don't exercise, you don't go to the run, you don't, there is no physical activity with you. You know, you get into your car, you drive to work, you sit in front of your computer. The whole day you are sitting in front of your computer and you are consuming a lot of junk food and you are doing your thing and you are working. And then after work, you get into your car, you drive home, you get off right in front of, you know, right in front of the door to the house, to your flat. You even park the car closest to the door so that you do not have to walk a distance. And then you are in your house, you watch your movies. You eat again and there is zero physical activity. At night, you get into your car, you go to the Ndingoshos, then you add alcohol again. And this whole process, you are not doing any physical activity. You are not exercising your body. You are not you are not meeting your body. I call it meeting your body halfway. You are not meeting your body halfway to just burn some calories, to just what is the word that I'm looking for? To just like something that fastens up your blood flow and so forth. You spend so much time sitting, but at the end of the day you are not exercising. You are not doing anything to stretch your back, and the whole day your back is burnt like that, like this. It's arcing because you are on your computer or you are doing a heavy job that requires your back not to be straight. So at least at the end of the day, you need to be able to go back home. You need to be able to, you know, take 30 minutes out of your schedule and just exercise. It won't kill you. It will actually be saving your life. Just exercise. And that is why you are now seeing that when people stress, they opt to go run, they opt to exercise, they opt to work out, or just something. My advice to you as a young person is go out there and do something, be active. Don't every day, you are just sleeping. Even those that are now going through other life hurdles where you don't go to work, where you have nothing to do, jy slap wak net heel dag. From morning to evening, you are lying down. You only wake up to go make yourself a plate of food, and then you wake up again to go to the bathroom. You wake up to go sit in the sitting room and watch television. So for the rest of the day, there is nothing productive going on with your body. And it's very tricky. It's very, very tricky when you do that to yourself, because your body will just keep piling up things. It will pile up so many things, like body fat. Your muscles are stiff. You need to at least be exercising so your muscles are constantly moving. You need to do something that just enables your body to break down chemicals also. But now you are just sleeping. Yell, Dr. J. Slapnet. So, guys, go out there and exercise. Exercising has a lot of benefits for your body, especially in a society where hypertension is becoming this popular. In fact, overpopular. It's not supposed to be a lot. It's not supposed to be a big case as it is right now. It should have been like at lower rates. Let's quickly pay our bills and we'll be back.
Have you ever wondered why Grandma keeps her money under the mattress? Why is Angela uninsured? The Namibia Financial Inclusion Survey 2025 will help us find all the answers. From the 6th of October to the 4th of November 2025, the Namibia Statistics Agency teams in uniforms with tablets will visit homes across all 14 regions to learn about financial access, informal banking, and saving habits. Email us at info@nsa.org.na or call us at 061-4313-200. Your information is confidential.
Do you have have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Okay. So when the NSA people come to your house and they ask you about those financial questions under them name, answer them. We need those statistics so that we can come have more pressing conversations. Please do answer them. So, like I was saying, exercise is crucial because it strengthens your heart, your muscles, and your bones. It also boosts energy and helps to maintain your body weight. It reduces the risk of chronic diseases, such as heart diseases, type 2 diabetes, and some cancers. So just keep yourselves busy at all costs so that you can avoid other diseases as well as hypertension. Let us quickly go to a musical break and we will be back. I will leave you with Chase Wright, We Should Miss Me.
I was good for you, you were bad for me. I was solid ground, you were broken wings. I gave you love, you gave me pain. You gave me hell, I gave you grace. I was good for you, you were bad for me. So
draw the line when water rides in with the tide. And for once, I am drifting, but not on my own. And now I'm right where I should have been, here with you all alone. I put me in the lead all those nights I was weak. I gave up while you held it down. You're still here, but I know that your heart's getting cold. I'm holding tight, it's getting real now. 'Cause I can't lose. 'Cause I care for you.
Last time I get to see your face, knowing you won't take your love away, looking over your body telling you to give me a sign, standing right here waiting on you to open your eyes. Oh, could this be the last time that I get to hold your hand? I'm breaking down, I hear telling me to be a man. You know I wish it without you. How could you leave me alone? I'm going far away, 'cause without you there's no home. Oh, so tell me, what do I do? I'm nothing without you. Tell me, what do I do? I'm nothing without you.
I see your face every time I close my eyes. I feel you with me when I cry at night. I'm holding on, about to lose my mind. Can you help me? I hear your voice every time the crowd clears out. I'm on the stage, but I'm stalling out. I'm in the deep end, I'm sinking now. Can you save me? Oh,
this pain inside out is something that could heal me. Girl, my heart is getting cold, baby, can you hold me? Oh, and don't let go. Oh, baby, hold me close. I don't know where to go, cause without you there's no hope. Oh, 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 so tell me, what do I do?
Because you are everything to them. You are everything in their lives. And they cannot do anything without you.
Welcome back. Like I said before, our conversation today is on the topic of hypertension as a silent killer among the young people of Namibia. And what are some of the things that can be done for young people so that young people can actually escape hypertension, especially at the alarming rate that it's happening, and how they can go about it. So we spoke about some of why it's a growing concern among the youth earlier, and we'll just continue to add one more item to that. So, sometimes the problem is also family genetics. It's history, family history. So not all of you guys go out there and do and have bad habits and drink a lot of alcohol and not exercise and, you know, and stress a lot. Sometimes it's just unfortunate that it's part of your family history. It comes as part of the package with your genetics, so you suffer from it. And it's very, very important for people to always try to find out what their families are genetically prone to. You know, sometimes you need to ask questions such as, oh, who suffers from high blood pressure in the family? Who suffers from cancer in the family? Who suffers from what in the family? That way, you will also be able to know whether you are at risk or not. Because it's very, very important to know so that you can know if you are at risk, then you take even more care of yourself. Because now you are like, the chances of it happening are already there, so let me take care of myself to the extent whereby you do tests regularly, you exercise, you eat right, you drink little, you don't consume a lot of junk food and sugary food. You just take care of your well-being so that you are able to counter the hypertension or rather the high blood pressure before it gets to you. So some of the silent symptoms to look out for when it comes to hypertension is symptoms that don't really show. It's symptoms that you won't be able to really see in the next person. So it's symptoms that only the person that is experiencing high blood pressure themselves will be able to talk about. And it's also them to alert others that they are going through such a thing so that they can either be given medical attention or so that they can be advised properly. So some of those things are persistent headaches and where your headaches just does not go away. You constantly have headaches all the time. You drink so much water, but the headaches are just there. You do this, the headaches are just there. Dizziness or fainting spells. You know, they're just those people who every now and then the person feels dizzy, or every now and then you faint. You know, you are just walking normally in town, Mokatikanto, Sosa gym, and you just faint. You sometimes don't see it coming. Sometimes you feel it coming. Other times it just happens. And only the people around you will now be able to say, oh, Nani, something might be wrong with this person. Another one is shortness of breath, whereby you constantly feel like you are not able to breathe properly. You know, you are walking or you are just sitting and you feel like it becomes so suffocating to you. So, that is part of, yeah, there are some of you guys that have asthma and other conditions, but if you do not have other underlying conditions and you start to feel like you don't breathe well anymore, then perhaps it's high time to visit a health facility so that you can just get yourself tested and so that you can get looked at. And then you will know where you stand and you will also start to take better care of yourself. Chest pain. Your chest will be paining a lot. You will be experiencing pain, you know, like a needle is poking at you, but you wouldn't know what is triggering it. So if you are experiencing pain in any way and you don't really know what is triggering the pain, then that is your cure for you to actually visit a health facility. O problema ene ne, you guys like to self-diagnose. You guys like to self-diagnose. You don't want to go to the hospital. You want to self, prescribe. Now you are prescribing medication for yourself based off doctor, you know, internet. And now you are just triggering the condition or you are just, making it worse because you are doing something that you have not studied to do. You are not a doctor. You are not a doctor, so please, instead of self-diagnosing and self-prescriptions, just go to the doctor, get yourself tested, and you, after that, you at least know where you stand. Because when you know, you are also able to say, this headache is probably caused by just dehydration. This headache is probably caused by the fact that I was standing in the sun for a very long period of time. You know, you will at least be able to say, my headache is not a result of hypertension. It's not a result of high blood pressure because you have tested for it and you are aware where you stand with your health. So, guys, health facilities, not internet facilities, not internet health facilities, actual health facilities where they draw your blood, where they test you, where they look at you, where they touch you. I know you are trying to move towards internet health facilities, but for now, please go to actual health facilities with actual nurses and health professionals who will help take care of you and who will help diagnose you so that you can start saving your life while it's rather early than you becoming another statistic of, no, she just had a headache and that is it. Another symptom is blurred vision. When everything just becomes blurry, you need to start asking yourself questions. Are you genetically blind? Do you come from a blind lineage where you've had to wear specs your whole life and now you are trying not to wear the specs and then you feel blurry? That is something else. Or have you always seen properly and suddenly, you know, things are just blurred out? You cannot read your notes properly. You cannot see properly. The person that is coming looks like they are shaky, or you are unable to just see properly. It's blurred vision, where it's like there's a cloud of fog over your normal vision, and then you barely can see anything. And lastly, it's fatigue or confusion. Fatigue, you are constantly tired. You go to bed tired. You wake up tired. You don't have energy to do anything at all. You don't have smack for anything because you are exhausted. Your feet is tired, your legs are tired, your head is tired, your eyes are tired. Sometimes you cannot even keep your eyes open because you cannot focus on anything because you are so tired. And with fatigue, it has a lot of other things that can come as an effect of having fatigue. So please do take care of yourself because you cannot be working with high maintenance machinery and you're fatigued. You cannot be flying me, Eleni, on a plane. Mara, you as a pilot, you are fatigued. I know. Please don't gamble with my life like that. I still did not eat the world the way I want to eat it. So, as young people, do take care of yourself. Always go out there and just get health checks so you know where you stand. So you also make the people around you aware. I'm not saying go tell the whole world that you're suffering from high blood pressure, but at least tell two trusted people that this is what's happening with me, and then they will also be able to advise you. Sometimes you just need advisors. Sometimes you are just experiencing things, and because you don't want to tell people you are experiencing those things, now you are just fighting battles on your own in the dark, and that's about it. So tell someone so that even if you faint somewhere and they are with you, or they find out you fainted, at least they know the cause of it, and at least they can administer that first help aid to you, especially the people you live with. Your siblings, your parents, your children at home. If you are suffering from high blood pressure, tell someone at home so that people can also just better prepare the meals for you. Now I'm just putting a lot of sugar in the tea. Nani, you are suffering from high blood pressure and I don't know. I'm putting a lot of salt because I mean, I like spices, but you are just quiet and you are not expressing that you shouldn't be consuming so much salt. So, in the end of the day, I'm jeopardizing your health. I am doing something that is not good for your health. And you are just chilling and not saying anything. Also, just tell the people so they can take better care of yourself. No, Jay, but porukotu, you fell. And sometimes people are just minding their business. They're like, ah, maybe just fell and stood up. Nani, you fell and you are dying. But because people are not aware that you have underlying health conditions, they will not come to your aid as fast as they were supposed to. Normally, if you fall, people keep quiet for a while until they see, ah, there's no movement at all. But what happened? Maybe something happened. But when people are aware that, I know, Eleni is suffering from this condition, if they just hear borokoto, then everyone is already alert to see maybe Eleni had an episode. So it's very, very important to tell trusted people. It's very important to tell the people that live with you. It's very important to tell someone at work, especially if you spend a lot of time at work, so that people know what to do with you should something happen. People need to know how to help you. If people don't know what your problem is, people cannot help you. What if you fainted because you are hungry? What if you fainted because you are hungry and you just needed a meal? Now I'm there guessing whether you fainted because you are hungry, you fainted because you have high blood pressure, or you fainted because someone cheated on you and you just found out and your heart could not take it anymore. So it's very important, guys, to communicate also the conditions that you're going through. And that is actually why a lot of people just suddenly collapse and they just die these sudden deaths, because the early signs are ignored and the early signs are not put out there. A lot of people don't know about hypertension. A lot of young people still believe that it's something that only the older people can go through or can experience. But as sad as it is, it's actually something that everyone is currently experiencing. So, the health risks of untreated hypertension are that if you leave it untreated or unchecked for a very long time, it can lead to a stroke, also lead to brain damage. It can lead to a heart attack or heart failure. It can lead to kidney failure. It can lead to vision problems and blindness. one day you could see how beautiful Hellenie is, and then the next day you are unable to just, you know, take in the gorgeousness of Hellenie because you decided to ignore your body. You decided to ignore health factors. And when it comes to the body, I always tell people, a body is like a car. When it tells you, when it shows you sign that I am not fine, please listen to it. Otherwise, you'll find yourself in the middle of nowhere, having to take care of problems that could have been avoided should you have listened. So listen to your body. If your body is in pain, listen to it and find out why your body is in pain. If your body cannot stay awake, find out why your body is doing that to you. You know, sometimes you just know, kucha, this is not normal. I'm not lazy like this. So why can't I stay awake for even 2 hours? Why am I constantly tired? Why am I not seeing properly today? So that you can avoid an early death, so that you can avoid vision problems or becoming blind, so that you can avoid the possibility of your kidney failing, so that you can avoid the possibility of you getting a heart attack or you getting a stroke. Again, these are all things that can be avoided, but they can only be avoided if you are fully invested in yourself, if you're fully invested in your health. The same way you are fully invested in that man, in that girl, you want to see, to know if someone's son ate 10 times a day. Be invested in your body the same way. The same way you are so invested in that madam and you want to know and you want to see her happy because you bought her that 30-inch wig. Use that, some of that money to go get yourself checked. Invest in yourselves also. Show yourself the same love that you are showing everyone else. Take care of your body. Listen to your body as well. That way your body can work for you for a longer period of time. Like I said, the more you take care of it, the longer it lasts. If you don't take care of it, jiki jiki, tomorrow the engine is dead. Engine is dead, and then what? You are selling body parts. And then when you are selling body parts, it means you are barely functional. You are now on medication. You are always on leave. And. So some of the lifestyle changes that young people need to do is that of getting regular checkups, knowing your blood pressure numbers, eating healthy, and reducing salt, sugar, and processed foods. Stay at least active for 30 minutes and exercise at least 5 days a week, or actually 5 days a week, or at least 3 days a week. Avoid smoking and excessive alcohol consumption. Manage stress well by relaxation, sleeping, and mental well-being. Also include and maintain a healthy weight while you are at it. So it's very, very important that you also just be cautious of what you put into your body. Alcohol abuse, drug abuse, all these things that the young people are now taking so much pride into consuming is actually what is killing the young people. Let us quickly take a musical break and we will be back to see how this affects, you know, other aspects of being a young person and being productive. I will leave you with Brett Young, Mercy.
Mercy, why you gotta show up looking so good just to hurt me? Why you wanna stop this whole damn world from turning? Mercy, why you hanging on so tight if this ain't working? Why you wanna stop this flame if it's still burning? it's still burning. So if you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, then take it, take it. If you made up your mind, then make it, make this fast. And if you ever love me, have mercy. If you go out tonight and get drunk and lonely, wind up home alone, please don't call me, say you miss me, no. If you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, then take it, take it. If you made up your mind, then make it, make this fast. If you ever love me, have mercy. Whoa. If you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, take it, take it. Oh, if you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, then take it, take it. If you made up your mind, then make it. If you ever love me, if you ever love me, have mercy. Oh, have mercy. Oh, have mercy. Have mercy. So deep, so true.
Okay. Lastly, we covered what hypertension is. We covered how you can, you know, find out you have hypertension. We covered how you can better take care of yourself. Now we are going to discuss why hypertension is dangerous for young working Namibians. Because here we believe in making sure the workforce is not affected, right? Which means we have conversations that make sure both you and I are able to contribute to the growth of the country, are able to contribute in a way that improves the bigger Namibia. So hypertension doesn't just affect health, it also affects your productivity, the economy and national development. When you as a young person or when you as employed people who are supposed to be driving the economy get sick or die from preventable diseases like hypertension, so the whole economy of a country can feel your loss. And this is the loss that comes from you not being able to do what you are doing anymore. Let's say, for instance, if you were the only eye surgeon in Namibia, but also as an eye surgeon, you are not taking proper care of yourself. So now you have high blood pressure and you end up dying. There goes our only star. You know, as a nation, there goes our only star. Now we do not have anyone to operate on people's eyes anymore. So maybe you are now asking yourself, how? What does she mean by it actually affects the whole productivity of a country, of the workforce, of or the loss of workforce productivity. So what happens is that young people are the engine of the economy, because it's now many, many young people that are employed, plus the retirees that do not want to be on retirement, who are still fighting for office. So a lot of young people are the engine of the economy. They are the ones working in offices, schools, hospitals, and construction sites and businesses. In many of the places you go to, you would find that it's now the Gen Zs, it's now the young people, 90s babies. They're the ones dominating the work environment. So when hypertension causes fatigue, headaches or sudden illnesses, it often leads to absenteeism, missing work days, or low performance at work. Let's say if you are now part of the groups that you are now building, you know, the road between Hobabas and Windhoek. And now the whole team is just fatigued. The whole team is unable to come to work. Do you know how long it's gonna take for that road to be built? It's going to increase the time frame, because no one is able to go to work. People are sick. And also, let's take an example of, you know, you are a teacher, and we are sending our kids to you, but you are not feeling well. You are constantly absent. You are constantly on sick leave. Our kids will not be taught at school. And when time for exams and other things come, the kids are going to fail. That, or the school would have to make provision for the kids not to fail, because it's also not the kids' fault that they were not educated or that they did not get the education that they were sent to get. So it's things such as this that you just have to look at and actually realize that something that sounds as simple and as silent as hypertension has so many ripple effects that it can affect everyone in the whole chain, from productivity to your health, to how much money the country is going to be making, because there would be so many ripple effects and so many consequences. So you are now unable to do your best at work because you don't have the energy for it. Or after you carry your load, then you faint, and now people have to wait for you to come back to life again and continue working. So there's a lot of lost productivity in people suffer, in young people with hypertension, because you are not able to give it your all. Your body cannot cannot hold on to giving it your all, and in that way you do a mediocre work, you perform half good work, you are not able to just be the person the company hired, and therefore the company is also making losses because their employees are constantly sick. And if the employees are constantly sick, it means the product that is being given out there also does not reach its best, it doesn't reach its best. Yo guys, why is English dribbling me today? It does not reach its best. The word keeps coming and going. Its best potential, to say, like the quality, or it does not reach that highest grade quality that it's supposed to reach, because it's being done by someone that is either sick, by someone that is unable to focus on their work, by someone that can now suddenly not see that. Because their vision is blurred and all those things. It also increases the health cost. Treating hypertension and its complications like a stroke or heart failure costs a lot of money. And that a lot of money is going to come out of the government coffers, because now you're going to go to Central Hospital, you're going to go to Katutura Hospital, and you're going to be treated there. And that is money coming out of taxpayers' portions that now have to go to treating you. So this puts financial pressure on individuals. It puts financial pressure on your families. And it also puts financial pressure on the health system. And when we say the health system, we are referring to the health ministry. So it puts a lot of pressure on them, because if the government is aware that there's an alarming increase rate in hypertension cases among young people, or among the nation in general, then it also means the government need to put in place measures that can counter this high alarming rate, which equates to the government having to buy more equipment, more medication for hypertension patients, more resources to be able to cater to all hypertension cases. Because again, if you are sick and you go to the hospital and they tell you they do not have the medication for high blood pressure, you're gonna come back and bash the government. You're gonna come back and complain, right? So now the government has to go an extra mile and dish out money and make sure that there is enough medicine in the health system. So instead of saving or investing in other things, young people often spend a lot of their money on medication and hospital visits, especially those now that are bougie and you do not want to go to state hospital. So now every coin you get, every penny you get, you are just going to a private hospital. You are going to the pharmacy to self-diagnose and self-prescribe, because you also don't want to go lie down in Katutura Hospital, or you do not want to go stand in those queues because they just frustrate you and your condition. Employers also lose funds through sick leave and medical insurance. And it's a conversation that many of you will question: employers losing funds. Guys, when you are not at work, let's say you are the marketing personnel for the company and you are the one that's responsible for bringing in the funds and maintaining the clients. And on that specific day, a certain client is very, very angry because something was done wrong and you are not there to remedy the situation. The chances of this client remaining with the company is very, very slim, because there is no one to remedy the situation. There's no one to appease them because they are angry in the moment. And the one person that is supposed to work with clients is on sick leave for 2 weeks. So how are you going to put your highest paying client on to say, wait, we will come explain to you after 2 weeks? It just messes with the whole productivity of the country. It also leaves you at a position where the company is having the risk of losing that potential client. So these are just some of the indirect factors that companies have to suffer because people are not at work. Or you get a new client and they want these nice posters designed for them, but now the designer for the company is also not available. Now you have to ask yourself, okay, are we now going to drag the person out of sick leave, which is against the rules, or what are we going to do to make sure that we are able to not lose this money that is supposed to come in? Or do we just tell the person we are not able to do it at the moment and let them move on to the next company? And these are all results of sick leaves, being absent, or not being able to perform your job to the best of your ability. So, medical insurance claims also go up, and when it goes up, someone somewhere is losing money. Thirdly, it's the economic dependency instead of contribution. Many of you are working so that you can pay tax. I know you don't like it, you question it a lot, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. You are actually working so that you can contribute to tax, and then the government can use that money to take care of the country. So when a young person becomes chronically ill or disabled due to high blood pressure, they may lose their job or become dependent on family or social grants. So imagine now you are working there, and then jiki jiki small hypertension, it's not treated, it's not taken care of, you lose your vision, now you are a blind person, and the government has to give you a grant. Not only did you lose your income, you also became a liability to the government, because now you are sitting at home without eyes. You can't see, you can't do certain things for yourself or so forth. And now the government has to give you a grant so that you are at least able to take care of yourself, so that you are able to meet yourself halfway. Now that tax you used to contribute to the GDP of the country, it's not there anymore. That yearly money that you were able to help the government with, it's not there anymore. So now instead of you contributing, you are now the one becoming dependent on the country. So instead of contributing to the country's economy through taxes and productivity, you become part of the dependent population. You become a part of the people that your parents now have to go back to taking care of again. And that time your parents are really old and they're just getting their pension, and it's not enough for all of you guys. So take care of yourselves. It also leads to a reduced national growth. A country's growth depends on a healthy, active, and skilled workforce. So if you, the skilled young people, are not taking care of yourselves, and you are allowing situations such as hypertension and high blood pressure to take you out of the game, and you die prematurely, Namibia loses a lot of human capital, the knowledge, the skills, and the energy that fuel economic progress. The same example I used in the beginning to say, if a surgeon, the only surgeon you have for a particular condition, dies today, as a nation you have lost, because it's gonna take about 6 to 7 years for another person to specialize for the same trade. And in those 7 years, what now happens? You see, you have to go get other people from other countries. You have to import someone that is coming to fill that particular position, so that in the meantime, while someone else is being equipped, there is someone that is knowledgeable and is able to operate on the people at the hospital. Because for 5 years, you cannot go 5 years or 7 years without a surgeon in that trade. So this is how it reduces the national growth. The skills are dead with a person. And unfortunately, I really find it unfortunate that certain things cannot be passed down from person to person, to say, like, when the person is dead, you don't just take their house, you also take their talent and their qualification. Unfortunately, that is not a thing, because how cool would it have been? But then also you guys would have been killing each other, man. So it's just to say that this slows down innovation and the development of the country, because the people that are supposed to be innovative, the people that are supposed to be holding onto the to the development of the country, they are not able to do so, or they are dying out so young that every 2-3 years you need to find someone else to do the same thing. Emotional and social impact on the, so losing a young breadwinner affects the entire household. It affects the parents, siblings, and children. And it can sometimes also push families into poverty and emotional distress, which creates a cycle of economic and mental, and mental strains. So now the whole family is stressed because the one person that was bringing bread home, the one person that was rebuilding home and making sure that everyone else had someone to eat, something to eat, that the children was catered for, that there was always food in the fridge, that school fees was always paid, the person is not able to continue doing that anymore because the person has been under so much pressure that they got sick. They died, or they are not able to carry out their work like they would anymore. So all in all, hypertension doesn't just take lives. It also takes away the nation's potential. When young people fall sick or die too soon, the country loses its builders, its dreamers, and its economic drivers. So to those of you guys that are listening, when you go out there into your communities, have these conversations, caution your kids at home. If you are seeing certain changes in your children, you know, talk to them, educate them, tell them it's okay to feel a certain way and it's okay to talk about it. Because maybe that talk about it will enable you guys to find help, and you will be able to go on with your lives. You'll be able to, you know, get medical attention while it's still very early and before it's too late. So encourage people to talk, encourage people to go for medical checkups, and encourage people to take better care of themselves. So that brings us to today's conversation here on Social Time. And do continue listening to the rest of our programming here on Social Times. I will leave you with Chris Brown, Residuals, and after that, Dr. Mike Oshoveli will take you through Mind Matters. Do have yourselves a lovely Saturday. Do not do things I wouldn't do. And for those of you that won yourself whiskey tickets, meskin on cross latter, if I'm not too busy babysitting, or, you know, taking care of my, actually not babysitting, guys. I meant to say, if I'm not too busy breastfeeding, too many merwa makinine. Bye.
Everything is faded. Maybe this is karma, definition of JD. This stays on my mind. This stays on my mind. Try to put a muzzle on my crazy feelings. 1 minute I'm calling, then the next I'm tripping. Oh, there's somebody new, I swear she don't desert it. Oh, it's still on my mind. She's still on my mind. And we build it up. Build it up, just to let it wash away. Tell me, did I lace you up, just to watch you run away? Please tell me who, who's getting on my love, who's getting on my love? Tell me who. Nickname. I don't like thinking about it, I swear that it's wearing me down, no. But tell me who, who's getting all of mine, who's getting all of mine, residuals. Who's getting all of mine, residuals. Who's getting all of mine?
said it feels mutual. It took some time to realize we're different people. And love is blind. I see love is blind. Can we build it up? Build it up. Just to let it wash away. Tell me that I lace you up. Lace you up. Just to watch you run away. Please help me. Who's getting on my love? Who's getting on my love? Tell me who. Nobody, I swear that it's wearing me down, no. Tell me who, who's getting all of mine, who's getting all of mine, residual.